Cambodia is a beautiful country in Southeast Asia, bordered by Thailand, Laos, and Ao Lạc, or Vietnam. The country is a fascinating mix of breathtaking scenery, simple cultures and traditions, stunning ancient temples, colonial architecture, genuine friendliness, and more. Cambodia has a magnificent and spiritual past. The glory of the Khmer Empire stretched from eastern Thailand and Laos to South Ao Lạc or Vietnam. Temples of Angkor, capital of Cambodia's ancient Khmer Empire, are a perfect fusion of creative ambition and spiritual devotion. Angkor Wat is still the spiritual heart of the country where people come to pray every day. Because of the spiritual atmosphere that exists in every Cambodian's heart, the country is blessed by God's grace, especially in its time of need. Cambodia has had the great fortune to receive the love of Supreme Master Ching Hai many times since the 1990s. She has provided financial assistance, and association members assisted the Cambodian impoverished war and natural disaster victims. When the country suffered through both a flood and drought season during which crops were destroyed and the shortage of food was severe, hundreds of thousands of Cambodians were on the fringe of starvation. Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed over 6,000 tons of rice, which was delivered quickly to those affected. In a large-scale project called Raising Center, in the midst of barren and desolate acres of land, Supreme Master Ching Hai and association members constructed a new school, hospital, and Buddhist temple for the Cambodians. Free medical supplies, health examinations, and medical assistance were provided by our association members in the medical field. The royal family of Cambodia, including King Sihanouk Norodom, the Queen and Princess, have expressed their deepest gratitude towards Supreme Master Ching Hai and have invited her to the palace. At the opening ceremony of the Raising Center, Princess Marie Ranarit expressed her gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Over the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted invitations by the earnest truth aspirants to visit their land. We now invite you to listen to an enlightening discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with our association members entitled Believe in the Inner Master on July 30th, 1996 in Cambodia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
If possible, just eat at home. Cook for yourself. Cook for your husband and your children, huh? Now and again, of course, you want to enjoy, you go out to eat, that's all right. But pray a lot before, okay? Cleanse it with light and whatever power you can get from anywhere, you know, from 10 directions, and eat it. And believe that it is clean and wholesome. That's the only choice. Even if you don't believe it, try to. What is the use of not believing in the food? Even if the food is bad, would it help you to believe that it is bad? It would not. Huh? So might as well believe positively that it's good, that it's cleansed by the Buddha power. Then it is. Because nothing that the power of the Buddha cannot do, nothing that God cannot do for you. Huh? He can make poison become nectar. So if you have to go out and eat and something like that, try to believe this. Huh? It probably will not help you any time, but it helps a lot of time. Huh? Depends on your karma and your faith. But sometimes it's very difficult because you talk to the person next door and he leans to you and talk, you know, and he donates some saliva at the same time. And at that time you are busy listening to him, forget to pray. Oh, but just pray in advance and pray after, you know. Please, whatever I have eaten. I know you take care of it, so it's all right. Try to believe it, okay? Otherwise, what can I do for you? What can I tell you? Because your life is like this. our life is like this. For you it's easier because every time you travel, you just come to my center. Huh? And our center is as clean as possible already, with people taking gloves, you know, and cover their nose and their mouth so that their bacteria, whatever, don't come into your food. Hmm? Our world is covered with a lot of bacteria and a lot of disease, but we already much immune to this system. Suppose there are some from other planets, if they come here, they get sick very quickly. So if they come here, they have to equip themselves with a lot of sterilization and mask and suit, you know, and glove, everything. That's why sometimes you look at the extraterrestrial, they look very weird. Don't look like humans so much, but actually they are very beautiful, except the bad one and the ugly ones. They are from a different dimension. But most of the advanced extraterrestrial, they are very beautiful. Some are very high, taller than us, 3 times bigger than the Americans. Yeah, some are higher than that, bigger. But some are average, like us, huh? And some are smaller. But they're mostly very beautiful and friendly. You can read them in books, yeah? And ask those abductees, things like that, they tell you stories. According to the Buddha Sutra, there are other beings, yeah, as big as that. I read in the Buddhist Sutra, I say the same thing. One time, namely the Reverend Magauda, he was the one who was very good to his mother. His mother was in the hell. One of the biggest disciples of the Buddha, one of the 10 foremost disciples of the Buddha, flew up to some other terrestrial visit, other planet. And he stopped in one of the planets. And at that time, some of the people there were having lunch. And their bowl was so big, the bowl for rice and food so big that he stopped on the top, on the edge of the bowl, and he looked like the fly. And so the being stopped to him and says, "God, this is a strange fly. We have never seen such in our place." You know, actually, it was the disciple of the Buddha, an Indian monk. But because the people there were so big, that even just to land on the edge of one of their bowl, rice bowl, it looks like a fly to them. So when you look at the fly on top of your bowl, maybe consider, maybe from other planet, who knows? So try not to kill them, because maybe there are some of the monks somewhere in other planet. Who knows? We don't always have to look the same, no? Yeah, you see, even in our planet, how many races, huh? The Africans don't look like the Americans. The Americans don't look like the Asians. And within the Asians, also a lot of differences. Like the Indians are darker than the Chinese, huh? And the Cambodians are also more brown than the neighboring Taiwanese or Singaporean. You see that? That's a lot of difference too. The Chinese or the Korean have eyes, you know, a little bit, huh? Smaller and slitter than the Chinese. See like that? A little different, huh? But we have to look carefully, because nowadays a lot of Korean or Chinese or Cambodian or Thai, they're all mixed race. Anyhow, mixed since long time. So now they don't look like the real Korean that much, but some of the real ones look really exactly like that. Huh? Yeah. So even within this planet alone, we already have so many different looking people. How would it be the same for us if the whole galaxy, you know, the whole universe looked the same? It could not be the same. And perhaps some of other planets have been keeping their tradition of a healthy diet and the secret of longevity, whereby our planet has lost it because of disaster or because of our stubbornness or because of some accident has befallen us and we have forgotten the secret of life, yeah? So we have degraded into this stage of living in which our lifespan has become so much shortened, then it's necessary for us to do things in this world. If our life would be longer, huh? Probably we could do a lot more, huh? But I don't know. The world has to have peace first. And then they have to sit together and talk about how to preserve this planet, how to purify the atmosphere so the citizens in this world will live a better life. We have a better future for our children. But if they continue to make war like this, even within their own country, within their own party, then I see no hope. Even if our life is healthy and strong, the war can destroy it any time. They just drop an atom bomb and we're finished with all our healthy cells, ready to live for 300, 400, 500 years. So maybe in the future, we know how to live a better life. Or we'll be born in another planet, which is better for our health and long life and spiritual progress. And that's what we are trying to do, bring you to a better environment. You still will have your body, it's just finer. Every beings have their body. It's just that the vibration is faster or slower. If it's faster, then we don't see it much, or invisible. The faster, the more invisible. The slower the motion of vibration, the more visible. And our finer body has been condensed into this block of material that visible to the naked eye by slowing down the vibration of the energy. You can see some in young time, when you're young, you sometimes use some like a yo-yo or something. You spin something, when it spins very fast, you don't even see the thing, right? Oh, you see the fan, electric fan there? You see it's moving very fast now. So it's like almost transparent. Whereas it has four wings, When it stops, you can see the four wings. And through the four wings, you cannot see anything. But now because it's moving so fast, you can see right through the four wings. Can you see that? And it's not even that fast compared to so many things in the universe. So everything that your naked eye don't see doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's why sometimes during concentration time, you step beyond the border of the visibility, and then you've seen other world, other people surrounded all over you. Buddha is also around here. Nowhere else he go. Other beings also surround us. Or if you left your physical body and went around with the astral body, also people don't see you. But you can see other people. You can hear them, but they cannot hear you. They cannot see you. Just like after the person is dead, if he came back to see his relatives and friends, nobody hear him, nobody see him, and he became very frustrated. So sometimes he has to try very hard to materialize for some time, maybe seconds or a few minutes. And then people say, oh, I've seen ghosts. Actually, they were in a finer body. We also has been in a finer world. Then we try to come down here, and then we have to slow down, slow down, slow our vibration so that the matter will become solid, so we can have this. Actually, it's energy only. There's nothing really material about us, about our body even. Just that it has been materialized by a slowing down process. So revere your body too. Use it for a noble and good purpose. Take care of it as long as it should last for your purpose of realizing yourself and helping our brothers and sisters to go back to where they belong, so that they have eternal happiness and don't have to suffer in the dark here, where they should not. Even though they have chosen to do it, but there is time, they should go home. And we should be around and help them, pull them out of darkness and bring them back, go together with us home. Okay? Well, good night, Thank you. Huh? Every time I speak different. Sometimes I say the material body don't care. That is for the people who indulge themselves too much in sleeping, eating, or sexual indulgence and forget their real purpose. Huh? You can have all this as well. You can have all that. But beware, okay? Be moderate. And the spiritual purpose is the only purpose. It's always the foremost, okay? All right? And take care with other things, slow down with other things. Go back home, it should be the main goal of our life. Ah, good night. See you again. Come and have a look, if you want. So you're also going home soon, huh? Most of you, right? Okay. I almost couldn't go tomorrow because no air tickets, but I got it. Got it. Some connection. Similarly, to go back to the kingdom of God, we need also connection. See? They have a reserved ticket for you. Even it's all crowded, we still can squeeze in. Yeah, in the airplane of God, it can expand. Okay? It must have connection. Oh, thank you for your love these days. I have enjoyed your presence and your cooperation. We see each other again, huh? All the time. It's okay? Even if you have trouble, sit together and pray, all right? Believe Master will help you. Master power, heavenly power will help you. Then everything will be okay. That's the only secret I can tell you. That's the only power I can give you. That's the only weapon that you should carry with you everywhere you go. Okay? No fear.
Thank you, compassionate viewers, for your company today for the conclusion of Believe in the Inner Master. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Farewell for now, and heaven bless. Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Renowned physician and director of public health and animal agriculture for the Humane Society of the United States, Dr. Michael Greger speaks of the serious consequences of the utterly inhumane practice of factory farming.
How we treat animals can have global public health implications. When we cram tens of thousands of animals in these cramped filthy football field sized sheds to lie beak to beak or snout to snout atop their own waste, it's just a breeding ground for disease.
Be sure to join us for part one of this eye-opening interview on viruses of our own breeding, interview with Dr. Michael Greger, today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.